Hello and welcome back to a brand new episode of the Couch Potato Podcast. Coming up on today's show, our former co-host Lucas makes his triumphant return to the show to help Adam and I induct our inaugural 10 action movies into the Couch Potato Podcast Movie Hall of Fame. Did your movie make the cut? The only way to find out is to listen to the episode coming up next. All right, we are back with an all-new episode of the Couch Potato Podcast, taking a little longer than normal, but we're here. Adam, how's it going, my friend?
Oh, not too bad. How's it going with you?
It's going. It's been a wild week, but back in the saddle again, ready to do this, and to commemorate us being back on the air, we brought ourselves a special guest for today's episode. Those of you that are longtime listeners of this show might remember this gentleman as the original co-host of the Couch Potato Podcast and making his triumphant return to the show, Mr. Lucas. Lucas, what's going on, man?
The OG has returned.
That's right, the prodigal son. You know,
this is like it's like ECW One Night Stand.
That's right. You know, no one ever asked me why you weren't on the show anymore. Just like, I think everyone just accepted it. It's like, well, I guess he just isn't on there anymore. Okay, fuck it.
That guy's fucking gone. Who cares?
Yeah, like no one ever asked what happened. No bad blood. Just Lucas, the baby making machine here, just had two sheep to tend to. And that's got to take priority, man.
Knocked two grand slams out the park back to back.
Yeah,
had two kids within a year, so I had a little bit of busy time where I couldn't do this.
Yeah, well, hey, we're glad that you are able to come on and join us today, and we've got quite an awesome topic to discuss today. From time to time, we've done these Hall of Fame episodes, so we decided to have our very first Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We are going to induct 10 action movies into the Couch Potato Podcast Hall of Fame. So I ask you gentlemen to come up with 10 movies that you think deserve induction to be part of the inaugural class of the Couch Potato Podcast Hall of Fame, the action movie wing. And then from there, we'll try to whittle those selections down into a definitive top 10 list, the first class of the Hall of Fame. So I'm not going to have us do some special format. I figured we'd just jump right into it. Just give me your 10 and then we'll go from there. Wouldn't mind hearing your thoughts on why you come up with these 10 movies. Adam, I'll start with you. What's on your ballot for the Couch Potato Podcast Hall of Fame? What was your determining factor on the 10 movies you came up with?
So when I was looking at these movies, I was thinking, okay, like, should I pick my favorites or should I pick what's good? You know, what other people think are good. I ended up picking what's the most iconic, most well-known. And then I went by what kind of scenes this movie had in it, because there are particular things. The content that's in the movie determines whether or not it's an action movie. We had a fair bit of discussion before the podcast of why, like, you know, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers isn't an action movie. It has action in it, but definitely not an action movie. So with that in mind, I picked my movies. Of course, the first movie that came to mind was Die Hard. And these movies I'm not doing in any particular order. We can get to that later. But Die Hard was the first thing that I thought of because I watch it literally every year at Christmas time.
It's a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, it is a Christmas movie, and it's an action movie. It's the best Christmas action movie. There are others, but if you want to see our Christmas action movies, you can listen to our unconventional Christmas podcasts anywhere that you listen to your podcasts.
Cheap plug of the episode.
Exactly. But Die Hard has explosions, it has terrorists, it has a good guy, it has a definitive bad guy. And then you got all sorts of cool action scenes, like the blowing up of the roof, the FBI coming in with like tanks and those getting destroyed. And then it has your protagonist, which is a like loose cannon cop that's, you know, in this, in the middle of the situation, but, you know, he's the definitive good guy. But yeah, Die Hard is definitely making the list for this. Then I had The Matrix, also came to mind. When you think of action movie, that's one of the ones that comes to mind just because of the cool special effects they have in it, like the bullet time. And it was super cutting edge for the time that it came out in 1999, and lots of people, movie makers, TV shows, they allude to the bullet time. They pay homage to the bullet time. But
it's like Conker's Bad Fur Day on 64.
Exactly. Every kind of medium kind of paid homage to the bullet time technique. And of course, it has kung fu, it has explosions, it has guns, lots of guns. It's got to make the list.
And it's got Joey Pants.
Yeah. my next movie, I decided to branch off a little bit because it kind of defined an era of movies. We also brushed on this topic a little bit, but The Bourne Supremacy was one of the ones that made my list because it's more grounded in reality. Before that, we had James Bond, which I'll get to later. I have another movie that's a Bond film. But The Bourne Supremacy kind of grounds itself in reality, and we hadn't had that in an action movie before. You have the cheesy action movies of the 80s, which are great, but you kind of like petered off into the 90s, and action movies kind of grew stale until probably The Matrix. There's a few in there that are good, but they weren't as prominent as they were in the 80s. Movies like The Bourne Supremacy and the newer Bond films kind of grounded themselves in reality a little bit, and it kind of lent itself to a renaissance, I think. And The Bourne Supremacy is the best one of the three. It is the strongest one, so that's why I picked it. And then we got Speed. Of course, I just said that, you know, we had action movies here and there in the 90s. Speed was one of the best action movies of the 90s. There are a few more, but like I said, there's just far and few in between since the 80s. Speed introduced a really cool and novel idea of having a bomb on a bus that will explode unless you go a certain speed. And it also has one of the greatest action movie stars of all time, Keanu Reeves. So
the greatest.
Also, I think Speed, like, after Die Hard, you start seeing a lot of these, like Die Hard on a blank, where they put like kind of like a Die Hard-esque premise on like something similar. And Speed by far is the best of the Die Hard on a blank movies.
Yeah. Die Hard on a bus.
Die Hard in Airplane, so. Passenger 57, which has the greatest movie line of all time. But I'm not getting into that.
And next I had Terminator 2. Because you can't say action movie without Arnold Schwarzenegger. And of course, Terminator 2 is the best out of all the Terminator movies.
That's because the original Terminator movie sucks.
Yeah, what?
That movie's terrible.
That movie is not terrible. That movie's fucking awesome.
It is good. It's not as good as 2, but it's not bad.
Not bad.
It's not. No, I'm saying it is not a bad movie. It's a good movie.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe what I'm fucking hearing tonight.
Yes, you can. This is what I used to do. Right.
And then I have Skyfall on my list. Of course, I had to pick.
I was thinking about doing the same thing.
I had to have a Bond film on here because, you know, James Bond, but I didn't want to pick one of the cheesy ones that kind of sucked. And I didn't want to pick GoldenEye because everybody picks GoldenEye because of the video game. So I picked Skyfall because it's the best. And again, like the Bourne movies kind of kick this off, like the grounded spy movies those James Bonds with Daniel Craig are a little bit more grounded in reality. They still have some cheesy spy aspects of them from the old movies, but they're a little bit more realistic. And plus, Daniel Craig as Bond is really cool. And Skyfall is the best one of those movies. Mm-hmm. So it made the list. And then I have Raiders of the Lost Ark. You can't say action without action adventure either. It is an adventure movie, but it has a definitive action scene. So like before, when I was saying the movie had to have the content of an action movie, the Indiana Jones movies tick that box, especially this one, because it has all the cool action scenes, the elaborate setups, like the giant boulder scene at the beginning. And then you have him fighting the Nazi around the spinning plane, and then the Nazi gets hit by the propeller. And then, of course, you know, they have guns, they have swords, they have fights. They burn up a bar with a big gunfight. Super cool movie. Definitely deserves to be one of the best action movies of all time. And then I have RoboCop. Definitely one of my favorite action movies of all time, but it kind of pulls in that sci-fi feel like Terminator does, but it kind of reverses it where, you know, it starts out where the robo guy is the good guy, not necessarily the bad guy, because, you know. And of course, it's got a robotic cop shooting guys in the dick. So it's going to be on the action movie list.
Always a positive.
Always a positive.
We'll just do RoboCop 10 times for that reason. Like, it's RoboCop.
Shoots him right in the fucking dick. Top 10.
I think that it's kind of still in the mainstream because there's a recent video game that came out with it, and the video game's awesome if you haven't played it. But it's got a definitive good guy, definitive bad guy. It's got guns, explosions, giant mech robots that tear up people with machine guns. Yeah, excellent movie.
Goddamn Ed 209.
I have Assault on Precinct 13. It's a little bit of an older film. I the original, not the crappy remake.
All you had to say is John Carpenter's Assault on Precinct 13.
Right, yeah. And the reason why I picked it is because not only do I like it, but it's got action in it with so little set piece. Like, I thought that was fantastic. And especially for the time, it had elements of lots of other things. Like, it was a thriller, and it made you tense watching it and just being in that enclosed space. And the entire time, it's a gunfight. Like, it's so cool. And then the good guys who die, the bad guys die. You don't know who's going to live at the end. And excellent watch. I finally have, I wanted to do a newer movie, just because like most of my movies were kind of in the older category. And I was thinking,
jeez, Grandpa.
Sorry. Oh, wait till you hear my list.
I decided to put the Equalizer 3 on my list. And the reason why I did the Equalizer 3 is because it's definitely a broader scope than the originals. And the stakes are a little higher, and bad guy is a little bit more broad. It's international. So I don't want to spoil the movie for people that haven't seen it, but it's got way more intense action scenes. It literally starts out in an action scene, and you're hooked from the beginning. So I decided to put that on the list because when you're talking about action movies, you generally pit like people against each other. Like, okay, who would win in a fight? John McClane or James Bond or, you know, RoboCop or the Terminator? Or, you know, would the Equalizer win or would Jason Bourne win? You know, so I decided to throw that in there just okay. For fun.
And for the record, I think Jason Bourne would beat Robert McCall.
Yeah, probably. He's I don't know though. Robert McCall is really, really good.
He is.
I don't know.
Now, yeah. RoboCop versus Terminator. If RoboCop was teamed up with the wrestler Sting, no contest. fucking RoboCop would win every time. But it's a bit more of a fair fight, was just one-on-one.
Right. Side note, you can do RoboCop versus the Terminator in Mortal Kombat.
Can you do RoboCop and Sting versus Terminator?
No, unfortunately.
I think you did in one of the WWE games.
Yeah. Yeah, just do character creation and then have RoboCop and Sting.
You just do a couple of calls, as they call them. All right, good list, Adam. Good list. Now I cede the floor to Lucas. What was your criteria on your 10? I'm pretty sure this is not as technical as me and Adam's list. It's probably just more like, hey, I just seen that. It was pretty good, so here's my fucking list.
You nailed it. One night I sat back and got a little stoned, and I was like, you know, I wonder what movies I really like that are action movies that I can add to the Hall of Fame of the Couch Potato podcast, since I am inducting myself also into the Hall of Fame as like an OG, like, you know, one of the legends of the past.
I think this would be like in the Hall of Fame, like there's like when they induct, like with the Baseball Hall of Fame, they'll put in like a couple players, and then they have like the announcer. It's called the Ford Frick Award. It's like, that you're the Ford Frick winner. So yeah, we'll send you your, we don't have the money for like a plaque, so we'll just send you like a certificate with like a star on it, you know, like the student of the week type deal.
And if you think I wouldn't say that shit, you're sadly mistaken.
I'll do.
When we hit it big, we'll make you a statue. It's cool.
Adam, I'm not spending money on a fucking statue, dude. Like,
He already said he would.
Well, that's coming out of your
house. I didn't say how big the statue was going to be.
Oh, just like
I didn't say how big it was.
Size of an action figure.
Works for me.
Statuette.
Yeah, so I just I thought about movies that I really liked that are action movies that I've actually seen. You know, I could go on like Rotten Tomatoes and see something scored way higher, but I've like never seen that, so it doesn't make sense to add it to it.
No one knows that you haven't seen it, right? You could have just made some shit up.
I got to be honest with the audience.
Well, that's why we appreciate you, and that's why you're still a beloved figure to this day. Is your candor?
Nobody
your
asked about me being gone.
Nope. Maybe it was out of respect.
Fuck that guy's going. That's cool. My list, I also started off with Die Hard. Greatest Christmas movie. Greatest Christmas action movie of all time. I don't really have any. See, Adam explained this shit all real technical and stuff, and now I feel like an asshole for going second because I'm not going to deep dive as well as he did. John McClane's awesome. Yeah, now I have a gun. Ho, ho, ho. Perfect line. Yep.
Yeah.
Next I have The Rock. Gosh, what can you say about this movie? It's fucking great. This goes through the streets of San Francisco and then to Alcatraz. Take down a bunch of Marines that are a bunch of dicks that are trying to kill a bunch of people with, was it VX gas? Trying to turn them inside out, like melts their skin off and they convulse and all that.
And it actually started a very cool trend that action movies quit. They weren't so much looking for like just like big muscular guys, but I think Die Hard kind of started this trend. But then you start seeing like really renowned, like Academy Award winning actors deciding to dip their toe into the action field. Like Nicolas Cage had like an entire run in the mid to late 90s where he was just pumping them out after he won an Oscar for playing an alcoholic.
Yeah, I actually have two of his movies on mine.
Okay.
I've also put Edge of Tomorrow. And I see there's more of a title to it, right? Live, Die, Repeat. Okay. I love that movie. I had to have Tom Cruise on here. I know that this is going to make you cringe, Russ, but it's probably my favorite Tom Cruise action movie.
I will say Cruise is really good in it because he, for the most part, is playing against type. he's kind of a coward in that movie.
Yeah, he's very much a coward, and then he becomes
and
a badass.
Emily Blunt's character is kind of like more of like the actual hero per se. Which Emily Blunt's fucking amazing in that movie.
I understand why Jim married her now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just based on that movie alone. I guess it does kind of have some sci-fi in it too. With yeah. the whole time travel with the aliens and stuff. But
yeah, aliens, time travel, that's about sci-fi as you get.
Yeah. It's a great movie. I love that movie. Next, I have Speed. Bomb on a bus. Very novel idea.
It is.
I feel like I heard somebody say that.
Somebody. I don't know who.
Pop quiz hot shot.
It's got the greatest action movie actor on it. Keanu Reeves. Great bad guy. Who you just fucking hate him. So that's, to me, that's a great bad guy. By the end of the movie, you want him dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next, I have the other Nick Cage movie, Con Air. During the 90s, as you were saying, he had that great run. He had this. Was Gone in 60 Seconds in the 90s?
It was towards the tail end. I think Gone in 60 Seconds might be 2000.
Okay.
But he had... He had The Rock, Con Air, Face Off. And okay. I think he did Gone in 60 Seconds after that.
Which I like all of those movies. I think they're all really good. For me, Con Air, it was just so much fun, so much cheese, so much would never happen with an all-star cast. And it's a fun, great action movie, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what makes an action movie good, I think. So if you have fun watching it, then, you know, yeah.
In fact, Tina has never seen it, and it's very disappointing to me.
Well, you need to change that.
I do.
Yep.
Next, I have The Matrix. You know, we mentioned all the bullet time, all the stuff that it inspired, which of Max Payne also, game that was inspired by bullet time.
Yeah. It
was excellent. After that, I have Independence Day. I was a young man when this came out. I think I was, I don't even know how old I am now. A lot of weed.
96 is when it came out.
96.
Do a little math.
So I was 9 years old.
Okay.
And just seeing that in the theater and the CGI was the coolest thing ever. And I had a friend whose dad had the game on PC. And it was the most realistic looking game I'd ever seen at the time. And then, you know, you had Will Smith with all his great lines, and he was a star in that movie. And then you had people that were kind of nerdy like me and Jeff Goldblum. Made you feel right at home, made you feel like you could beat the shit out of a whole alien race that came to Earth. So I love that movie. Movie is fantastic. Now I got a couple more modern movies. Top Gun Maverick. I don't know if this is controversial or not, but I think Top Gun Maverick is far better than Top Gun.
It's not really that controversial. It's a much better, more well-rounded film than Top Gun.
Okay. I didn't know, because I know Top Gun is a beloved movie.
Oh, it is. Top Gun's great, but it's also a relic of the 80s. Top Gun Maverick's a better film. For sure.
But just when they're, and I think enough time has passed that
not quite enough. It just came out last year.
Really? God, time's.
Well,
time's a weird thing.
Was it 23 or 22? It came out 20.
It was 22.
Yes, 22. But I still think you gotta give it a little bit of time to breathe.
Okay, so we'll just say the scene where they're kind of fighting for their lives is just incredible. And they're in their jets kind of fighting for their lives, outrunning some anti-aircraft.
The climax.
It just keeps you on the edge of your seat the whole time. It's fucking great. Next is Mad Max Fury Road. God, I don't even know how to put, I'll let you deep dive into this because I have a suspicion that it's on your list as well. But yeah, I'll let you deep dive more into it, but this, the movie is just so much fun. The fucking giant guitar on that, on the fuck, why can't it, the truck. There we go. And it was a real guitar. That makes it even better. The guy was actually playing that shit. And then my final movie is Terminator 2 Judgment Day. I've already pissed everyone off on this podcast by saying Terminator was a bad movie. Terminator 2 is everything but a bad movie. That movie is pretty much a perfect action movie for me. And then you mix in the sci-fi of time travel and then how they caught a robot, completely reprogrammed him to be the good guy instead of the bad guy as he was in the first movie.
Yeah.
It's just such a cool twist. And then, you know, Sarah Connor freaking out when he walks in to the psych ward to break her out.
Mm-hmm.
Just the acting in that part was actually really fantastic. So that is my top 10 to go into the Hall of Fame.
All right. I think just listening to what you guys have presented to the voting committee so far, I share some similar choices. I've got a few different ones. I'll just rattle off my list. Speed. Like I said, it's the best of the Die Hard on a blank movies. Keanu Reeves, not really doing a lot of heavy lifting acting wise. Incredible stunt sequences, especially the iconic bus jumping. Jumping the missing part of the highway. Incredible. Dennis Hopper is just chewing scenery as the villain. And we get introduced to Sandra Bullock, who's awesome in this movie.
And gorgeous.
Yeah. The Wildcat.
Yeah, because she had the Kentucky Wildcats.
It was Arizona.
Sure. Oh, Arizona. Yep. I knew it was one of them.
I got Die Hard. I think it, for me, it reset what you can do for action movies. You don't have to have a big brawny Stallone Schwarzenegger type to pull off an action movie. I mean, Bruce Willis at the time kind of looks like how I am now. He's losing his hair, has a little bit of, you know, he's in good shape, not great shape. But he was still the hero, you know, very wise cracking. And it's got an all-time classic villain in Alan Rickman, which it's still hard to believe that's Alan Rickman's first movie role as Hans Gruber.
He was a theater guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was.
I have Mad Max Fury Road. I still, to this day, I just revisited it a couple days ago. It is just an all-out fucking action assault on your senses for 2 hours. I still don't know how to pull off some of them stunts.
And yeah, actually, I don't know.
I know Adam is, do you like Road Warrior or Mad Max better? I'd prefer Road Warrior out of the two.
Warrior. Yeah. Road Warrior is better.
Yeah. This is my favorite of that series. I was a huge fan of the Mad Max movies. I even kind of dig Thunderdome. I know it's not the cool thing to say, but man, Mad Max Fury Road is still, like, I think for the last, I'd say at least 10 years, the best action movie Hollywood's put out. And it actually, Mad Max isn't really the star of the movie. Like, Charlize Theron kind of set her in motion to be like the big kick-ass female action star that I think we kind of needed in Hollywood just to kind of get a different perspective.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not really... I mean, Uma Thurman, I think, kind of was... could have done it, but then, like, she just kind of fell off the map. But no one's ever really been able to pull off the female action stars as well as Charlize Theron has. And be believable, anyways.
Yeah.
I have The Fugitive. This is one of my all-time favorite movies. I don't know if it's, I think it's the last great Harrison Ford movie. I mean, I know he did Clear and Present Danger. He did Air Force One, but I think it's like this was the last great Harrison Ford movie. You get Tommy Lee Jones and the iconic role of Sam Gerard. Incredible set pieces, the train crash, him diving over into the dam. I even really dig the chase through downtown Chicago on St. Patrick's Day. When someone wished me happy St. Patty's Day the other day, I thought of that scene before I thought of anything else. And then I forget, we were flipping through the TV the other day. Or no, my wife showed me a picture of the St. Patrick's Day festivities in Chicago. And I made the joke, like, now I know how Richard Kimball was able to escape Sam Gerard.
Right through the band.
But I think The Fugitive still holds up incredibly well. I mean, I still think it's just as good in 2024 as it was in 93.
Yeah, I've seen it not too long ago. Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's the epitome of, for me, like, I'm going to stop and watch 10 minutes of this if I catch it on TV.
Yeah.
And plus, it's like my mom, it's like I've said before, this like one of my mom's like five go-to movies. So bonus points for that. I got Raiders of the Lost Ark. Adam, you kind of touched on everything that makes Raiders so great. Harrison Ford, I still to this day say Indiana Jones is the greatest movie character of all time. Yes. He is, I think, the perfect movie hero.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's got such a kick-ass theme. The Matrix is on my list too. Can't really add anything more than what you guys have already said. I also have First Blood. I put First Blood on there for two reasons. One, I think you can't have an action movie Hall of Fame without a Stallone movie, because him and Schwarzenegger ruled the 80s. And you can kind of nitpick on which era was better, but I mean, it's between the 80s and the 90s. For action movies, which era is best? And I mean, Stallone was like the biggest movie star in the world for most of that decade.
Yeah.
And I picked First Blood because First Blood's kind of one of those action movies that I think first showed movie audiences it's not all about blowing stuff up and shooting people and the stunts, that you can actually have a very compelling story to go along with it.
A little bit of emotion.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it doesn't really, I mean, it, if I really feel it, but I can imagine like someone that spent time in Vietnam, how they would see that movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, just, that's the first of its kind really, that kind of shows that you can create a great story and just have the action kind of accentuate the story. I have Predator. I don't know what else you could say about Predator, but like when you think of action movie, if you look up action movie in the dictionary, there's a pretty good chance fucking Predator is going to be the picture you see in the dictionary.
Yeah.
That is a man's movie if there is ever one.
It spawned so many memes too.
Yeah. I think this is peak Arnold. This is like, this is when Arnold becomes, I think he takes the championship belt from Stallone after making Predator. It's like, okay, Stallone, you've had your time. Watch what I'm about to do. And he ends up taking it and running with it until Arnold was probably the biggest star until what, 95 maybe?
Oh, Batman and Robin.
Yeah, because True Lies was 94. And, yeah. That's like, that's peak Arnold right there. Is like, that's time the last great. That's the last great Arnold movie is True Lies, I think.
Yeah.
He never was able to really get it back after that.
I believe Predator also sparked our handshake.
Yeah, that's Lucas and I's handshake. But I mean, for that reason alone, it has to go in. I had Terminator 2. Can't really add much more to Terminator 2, but I just watched it a couple of months ago. The special effects in that movie, they look a little dated, but they still look better than like 75% of what comes out now.
Oh, that's not hard to do though.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've discussed that on previous podcasts too.
Yeah. I was watching that. I was like, Jesus, that still looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, it really does.
And the fact it's 91 when this happens, which he was making at what, 89, 90 probably. So.
Mm-hmm.
If not before, because I imagine CGI probably took a very long time back then.
Mm-hmm. My last nominee, we discussed it before. I'll leave it up to you guys whether I need to replace it or not. But I nominated Jurassic Park because it's such a great adventure movie. I don't know. It's got a lot of action in it, but I don't know if it qualifies as strictly an action movie. So if it doesn't, I've got a backup nominee, which I think fits the criteria.
Let's hear your backup. Let's hear what your backup is.
Well, my backup is Midnight Run, because I think the buddy cop action movie has never been done any better than it has in Midnight Run. Now, granted, it's a comedy, but it also has a lot of great action sequences as well. You have the train, the shootout in the canyon. You have the airplane sequence, the whole nine.
I don't know. I feel like it probably has, Jurassic Park probably has just as many action scenes.
But is Jurassic Park an action movie? Or is it something, fall under the adventure criteria?
I would say it's adventure because there is no, I mean, you can say Dennis Nedry's the bad guy, right? But there's no like good guy versus bad guy dynamic. It's literally they're trapped on an island with ferocious monsters. So like I guess Steven Spielberg even said himself, like, they're not supposed to be monsters. It's not supposed to be scary. It's they're animals. Mm-hmm. So like, I would say it's more an adventure movie. Sci-fi has elements of horror, but, and it does have action scenes, but not an action movie.
All right. Well, scratch Jurassic Park. I'm nominating Midnight Run.
Okay.
Because I needed to lighten my mood up a little bit. So Midnight Run has some great action sequences. And it's lighthearted. It's able to mix comedy and action together very well. And plus, it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Okay.
Pretty sure you introduced me to that movie. I got to watch that at your house.
You did. That's the critically panned Midnight Run episode where we had Mark come on the show with us, and Mark basically shits on it for 45 minutes. It was like, why come on the show if you don't like the movie?
I remember
and
that.
And that's now. Also the movie, the episode two that I did. And like probably about 20 minutes into it, like you ever, when you get sick, you just feel it come on and it just hits mm-hmm. you all of a sudden. Yeah. And like about 20 minutes into it, I'm like, oh fuck, I do not feel good now. And he's getting on my nerves in this episode. So it's like, fuck, this is a bad combination. So I think we'll have to redo Midnight Run down the road.
But Midnight Rerun. If you'd like to listen to the infamous Midnight Run episode, you can do so wherever you listen to podcasts.
Second cheap plug of the episode. All right. Well, we've got our nominees. So we got to start whittling them down. I think we've got, what we say, we had four unanimous choices. Speed. We all had Speed.
Yep.
We all had Die Hard.
Yep.
We all had The Matrix. And we all had Terminator 2.
Right.
So those are the four so far that we have. Let me write these down here.
And we're putting 10 in, correct?
Yes. So yeah, we have to whittle the other nominees down. We got six spots left.
Six spots.
Well, I'm not even going to argue it. I know you guys are going to fight for it, so you should definitely have your Indiana Jones in there.
I think Raiders has to be in there.
It does.
I don't have a good argument against it. So
And I'll argue for it a little more. If you have never been to MGM, oh, it's not MGM Studios anymore, Disney Studios in Walt Disney World, they have an entire action show dedicated to Indiana Jones, and they actually like blow shit up and they bring out a plane and they fight in front of it. It's really cool. It is essentially action.
And I think if they had continued with a 4 and a 5, I think the original three indie movies have a very strong case to be the greatest movie trilogy of all time.
Yes. It could still be considered the greatest movie trilogy of all time.
Well, I don't know if it would be, it would get some consideration. I don't know if I would put it as the number one.
I think
Godfather 1 and 2 got a pretty, that's a pretty strong, and yeah, the Star Wars trilogies too. The original, but
Return of the Jedi is better, a better sequel than Godfather 3.
Oh yeah, definitely. But Godfather 1 and 2, those.
Yeah.
But I can throw out Lord of the Rings as one of the best trilogies of all time. Yeah,
well, we'll save that for a different episode.
Yeah, we're going to get a trilogy. We should definitely do that for a different episode.
But I think Raiders has to go in. I think Raiders is like arguably like the first great, great action movie.
Yeah.
And Indiana Jones, I mean, Jesus, Raiders came out, what, 80?
80, yeah.
So was that 43 years later, he's still in movies?
Yes. Yep.
Albeit his latest offering's not quite as good.
It's better than the last, I don't even want to call it an Indiana Jones movie, but it's better than the last one.
I didn't hate The Dial of Destiny. I liked it better than Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like, meh, cool.
It didn't have Shia LaBeouf swinging from the trees, so it was immediately better.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think Raiders has to go in. Lucas and I have Mad Max Fury Road on our list.
I'm okay with putting that in there. I didn't put Mad Max in there because I knew that you guys had that on your list, and I prefer Road Warrior, but it's not what we prefer. It's what's best, so I'm willing to concede on that.
Well, I still think it of the last 10 years, it's easily the best action movie that's come out the last 10 years.
Okay.
And I think and I don't know if that's a result of being like a weaker field,
mm-hmm.
but still though, I mean, that movie, that's one of those movies that I really wish I would have went and seen in a movie theater. I didn't get the theater experience for that one.
That would have been, yeah, I didn't see it in a theater either.
As a matter of fact, I don't think I even watched Fury Road until shit, like a year after it come out. I go to a music festival called Sonic Temple. It used to be called Rock on the Range. And every year of that festival, there would always be a movie that would come out that I really wanted to see, and I never got around to see it. And when Mad Max came out, it was during Sonic Temple, and I never got around to see it.
I think that's the first movie I ever heard in Atmos. Dolby Atmos, because I remember, you know, when they're like, oh, it's going to be sound above you. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then I heard it. I'm like, oh, that's really fucking cool.
Yeah. I think Mad Max is one of the first movies I upgraded to 4K.
Yep, yeah, I remember that. On the shared Vudu.
Yep.
I remember when we used to work for The Big Blue. That was one of the movies in the line of movies. That, it was just like five movies that were on one shelf that were all 4K. Mm-hmm.
We really should have demoed that on the TVs too, because I know they used to take movies and like put them on there to show off what they could do. We should have just done Mad Max Fury Road, said fuck it.
But, don't worry about the kid. Let them watch it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing really that bad. It's just...
No, pregnant bitch getting run over by a monster truck, whatever.
It's brief. The blink your eyes so you can miss it.
Just like her pregnancy.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, just that movie is like nonstop action for 2 hours. And like I said, it kind of created like the the first like truly big female action star in Charlize Theron, which they actually, Furiosa was such an important character, such an awesome character. She got her own spinoff movie coming out this summer. So,
yeah,
which looks really good.
Yeah, it needs to be on the list.
All right, so Mad Max Fury Road has made the cut. Let's see here. We'll go down some of Adam's here. The Bourne Supremacy.
You know, I already argued for it, so.
Well, my case against it is it really the best of the Bourne movies? I lean towards The Ultimatum myself. Although Supremacy does have that really awesome car chase scene.
It does. I think the reason why it's my favorite is because it's already been established like who he is and what he wants. So he's in control the entire time, and it has a definitive good guy and bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, action.
But does it have... Isn't David Strathairn in the Bourne Ultimatum? Yeah, he is, because Tommy Lee, yeah. I gotta give the edge to Ultimatum because it's got David Strathairn in it. I was thinking he was in the fourth one, but that's Tommy Lee Jones, which that movie doesn't fuck.
Okay,
the
so
the fifth one. That's Jason Bourne. Yeah, I don't like that one.
When I was coming up with my list and I wanted to include one of the Bourne movies, I picked my favorite, because all the other ones ticked the other boxes. So if I change it to The Ultimatum, will it make the list?
Well, let me ask you this. If you're at any action movie ever made, this is a criteria. Mm-hmm. At least this is how I'm thinking of them. If you're okay. Thinking of like an action movie Hall of Fame, like these are the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme.
Right.
I think the first three Bourne movies would get in, but
yeah,
would they get in like as like the one of the first 10 movies that we put in? Would you put any of the Bourne movies really?
Yeah, no, I think so for sure.
Lucas, you got anything you want to add to this?
I like the Bourne movies a lot. I don't know that they're top 10 Hall of Fame action movies.
The dude
for me,
a guy with a phone book. I mean, come on.
Well, no, he did. I am not denying that they're great movies, and they are definitely Hall of Fame worthy. I just don't know if they warrant a case for being like, all right, we have not put any movies into a Hall of Fame ever. These are the first 10 we're putting in.
Okay. Well,
that's how I'm looking at them.
Just to play devil's advocate, I actually did like Supremacy better than Ultimatum.
Really?
Too. I did.
I need to go back and revisit that one.
I felt like he was more in control. He knew what he wanted. Like when he looks right at the camera, uses his passport, and they're like, oh, he made his first mistake. And then Julia Stiles' character is like, no, they don't make mistakes. They don't do random, and you just know you're in for a good ride.
Okay, yeah. I'll put it in a maybe pile, and we'll come back to it. We'll circle back around.
All right.
Let's see what else we got. Skyfall. Okay.
Skyfall is definitely the best of the modern Bonds.
Yeah.
Man, that movie is pretty fucking great, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Skyfall is good. Very good.
It's got a really good villain in it, too. Like, the dude plays villains like he's so great.
Oh, Javier Bardem? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when
I was trying to think of who the bad guy was, sorry.
Yeah, Javier. He was a former, he was a former agent.
Yeah. And then he used a cyanide and it like melted half of his face. So he like has a prosthetic in.
Mm-hmm. When I was looking at everyone. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I actually prefer the bad guy from No Time to Die. I don't think the movie is better, but I think the villain is better.
Rami Malek is kind of crazy in that for sure, but I prefer Javier Bardem, I think.
Yeah, I personally didn't think Rami Malek was that great of a villain. Actually, I think as a villain, I think out of Craig's, it's Bardem and Mads Mikkelsen, and then it's quite a steep decline after those two.
Yeah. But, I mean, I had to have a Bond film on here, and how do you do a top 10 without a Bond film in the inaugural group, you know?
Right.
Well, I suppose I like the modern Bonds better than the older Bonds, but that's just my personal preference. It doesn't mean that I think that they're so much better. You know what I mean? It's just a personal preference of mine.
I agree. The older ones were super cheesy, and I feel like they were more catered to the people that watched them at the time. I think it just got a little bit more serious and grounded after, like I said, I think the Bourne movies kind of let filmmakers know that's what the audiences wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, does the Bourne Identity then warrant consideration over Supremacy, because it caused the Bond movies to take okay, we need to rethink this.
Yeah, see, that's one of my hang-ups with this list, was which Bourne movie to pick.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say. Like,
they're all three excellent. You really can't be wrong.
Yeah. I don't think. Underrated GOAT trilogy. I mean, like, they're all three of those are really, really good. And I even think the fourth one's pretty good, too.
Yeah, the fifth one was a cash grab, but we won't talk about that.
So Skyfall, we're putting it in as a maybe?
I say that it should go on because it's a Bond film, but I mean, I don't know if that's enough of a qualifier, so we can put it on the back burner if you guys want.
The next two I'm going to bring up, I think, warrant consideration simply because the two actors that star in these movies are kind of known for being action stars. And if you're putting together a top 10 list of the greatest action stars of all time, they deserve strong, strong consideration. I am presenting First Blood, and I really like it, but I'm also putting up Top Gun Maverick. And I chose Top Gun Maverick over Edge of Tomorrow simply because Top Gun Maverick was the biggest hit to come out of post-pandemic. It's credited for like kind of telling people, like the older demographic, like, hey, come on out to the movies. Bring grandma and grandpa. They'll like...
Go ahead.
I was just saying, yeah, it tells grandma and grandpa, like, hey, come on out to the movies, grandma and grandpa. It's okay.
Yeah, I think that it definitely, like, don't get me wrong, First Blood is great, but Top Gun Maverick is on both your lists. So, and it's
fine. I didn't have Top Gun Maverick on mine.
Oh, you didn't have Top Gun? Nope. Okay.
I had First Blood simply because I think you have to have Stallone, because Stallone... I don't think you get Schwarzenegger without Stallone first.
Right. I think that's the only Stallone movie that any of us picked, right?
Yeah, because I mean, I consider Rocky a sports movie. As much as I love Cliffhanger, I think Cliffhanger is great. I think it's probably the number two Die Hard on a blank. But I don't think, when I think of Hall of Fame action movies, at least the first ballot, I would think of Cliffhanger.
I'm still leaning towards Top Gun.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying pick one or the other. I'm just saying like the next two, because they could share a common theme.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
My only argument against First Blood is I actually like Rambo better, the fourth one, than the first one.
Is that because did that introduce you to the series, or is it because it's just?
It did introduce me to the series, but just like the just the ungodly, unnecessary fucking violence of that movie. It just tickles me the right way when he jumps on that gun and shreds that guy, that 50 cal, and shreds that guy in the front seat.
Yeah,
I stood up and cheered because it was just so fucking awesome.
Well, I for me, like I think Rambo 4 is a fun movie, but I don't think it's a great movie. I've said it before. There's movies and there's films. I don't think Rambo 4 is a good film. It's a cool movie. I've watched it a couple times. It's a fun movie. But if That's you fair. Were to ask the commoners, what's the best Rambo movie? I would say most of them are going to lean towards the original.
Yeah. I think that.
But this is coming from a Rocky fan. I prefer Rocky over Rambo. I'm just putting that out there right now.
I do too. I think the first four Rocky movies are all great.
I think that First Blood definitely deserves to be in at least the top 15. But I still think that like all the reasons to put Top Gun in are greater than First Blood. Maybe we should put First Blood on the back burner as well.
Okay, First Blood's a maybe. Top Gun's in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how many we have in now? 7?
Let's see. 1, 2. Yep, we've got 3 spots left.
Okay.
Let's
see. Ooh, it's getting tough now.
All right. I'm just going to say right now, like, I would probably eliminate Midnight Run. I mean, as much as I love it, I don't consider it a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Let's eliminate The Equalizer 3 then, too, because I don't think everybody here has seen it. And as much as I like Robert McCall as an action hero, it's not going to make the list of the first 10, I think.
Well, I think, too, you need to let like movies like marinate a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Top Gun, if it wasn't as culturally significant as it was, I probably wouldn't have nominated it or even said it deserved consideration. But the fact that movie was a juggernaut, I think it's like the fourth or fifth highest grossing movie of all time right now.
It's also a sequel to a movie that was well known too. Mm-hmm. Equalizer, not so much.
Yeah. Let's see. All right, we'll go into deep dive into some of Lucas's list here. The one that really stands out to me that like I really want to put it in, but I think it has the same thing as First Blood, is The Rock. Well, now, if you're asking me my favorite,
feel the same way. Yeah, we feel the same way about The Rock, but is it necessarily?
If you're going to ask me 10? Like my favorite action movies of all time, The Rock is probably in my top 10. As a matter of fact, The Rock is the very first episode we ever did.
Is it?
Yeah.
In the old shed?
Yeah. The first episode we ever did was The Rock. That's how much you and I love that movie.
I do love that movie. It's so good.
But is it a first ballot, the first class Hall of Fame movie?
Well, what do you think, Adam?
It's not as okay. So let's hold it up against the commoners. Forgive me, audience, if you count yourself as one of the commoners. I figure if you're listening to this podcast, you're not. But
Ham and Eggers, to borrow Bobby the Brain Eater reference.
If you are not a cinephile and you do not go to the movies all the time, and you pick whatever movie you decide to watch, like say you only go to the movies 3 times a year and it's one of the movies that you pick, are you going to pick The Rock over say Terminator 2 or Die Hard? Probably not.
Nah, I would say probably not.
And I think for that same reason, I love Con Air, but I don't think you put Con Air in and leave The Rock out, because I think The Rock's a superior film to Con Air.
Yeah, I'm all right with saying that.
So we'll put The Rock in the maybe pile.
Just because we love it so much. Adam's great argument could suck my balls.
Independence Day, as great as it is, I've never really considered it an action movie. I've always considered it a monster movie, because the primary antagonists are aliens.
No, right. See, I still count it as an action movie, because you still got to define good guy, bad guy, and lots of different scenes that count as action scenes.
What?
I mean, they do nuke Dallas to try to save humanity.
Like, Terminator is a sci-fi film, but it's primarily an action film, just like, you know, Independence Day, I consider a sci-fi film, but it's primarily action.
Well,
and it could also be considered a monster movie as well, but...
Well, to me, Independence Day and Jurassic Park, which was left off the list altogether, kind of share similar DNA.
Okay. All right.
I see. Because I think like they're more known for a specific genre. I wouldn't say, if you're putting this in a, like, if you start your own video store, and kids, for you, those of you that don't know what a video store is, they used to have these shops set up where you could go rent physical media. You would pay a small nominal fee. You would take said movie home, watch it, then return it, and you could get another one. It's fucking great. They need to bring them back. But if you're starting a video store, would you classify Independence Day as an action movie, or would you put it in the sci-fi section?
I believe I've seen it in the action section of Suncoast at the mall.
Well, Suncoast.
Well, there. I know how we can answer this, because there's somebody that I know who worked at a video store, worked at several video stores, and enjoyed the shit out of it.
Favorite job of all time.
So where would you put it?
I would put it in sci-fi, because aliens always signify science fiction to me.
Let's circle back around to your argument where you're comparing it to Jurassic Park. Did Alan Grant ever drive a Jurassic Park Jeep squarely into a T-Rex, blowing himself up to save the kids?
No, but he should have.
In the words of my generation, up yours.
It would have saved us from that fucking awful, which I don't think the last two Jurassic Park movies are very good. So... if Alan Grant had to make that sacrifice, I'm totally cool with it. I like Alan Grant.
Alan Grant, suicide bomber of the dinosaurs.
He's the second meteor.
All right. I tell you what, we'll put it in the maybe pile.
All right.
So let's, we're circling back to the maybes now.
Well, I've got one more nominee. We've got Assault on Precinct 13. Awesome movie, but I don't know if that's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Okay. I mean, I'll consider like it again. I'll argue against my own movie. If you saw three movies a year and you pitted it up against, you know, the others, you wouldn't go see Assault on Precinct 13.
I can't speak on it. I've never seen it.
Now, if we're
I think I've seen like the remake, but I don't think I've seen the original.
Now, if we were doing a cult classic wing of the Hall of Fame, I think Assault on Precinct 13 has got a very, very strong case as a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
The last of the maybe, or the movies we haven't brought up yet, we have RoboCop, Predator, and The Fugitive. Are the last three.
And those are all great.
I think out of the three, four iconic action movies, you'd probably have to put Predator.
So Predator's in?
Yeah, Predator.
Yeah, I'd say Predator's in. Because if you ask everyday normal people like you were suggesting, Adam, they've heard of Predator.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Now, they may have heard of RoboCop, but they've definitely heard of Predator.
I think Predator is, if Arnold hadn't done Terminator 2, I think this would be the movie he's most known for.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
And plus, I mean, just like I said, this movie just oozes machismo. Just drips.
Yeah.
Like you pick this thing up,
son of a bitch.
If you buy this at your local store that still sells physical media, it's got this coating of machismo on it that if you're a 7-year-old boy or a 7-year-old man, I mean, you're just sprouting chest hair that you didn't have before the minute you touch this thing.
Turn you into a real fucking man.
Well, yeah, my son's got a, like, my son, who's like, he'll be 13 in like 2 months. Like, I showed him that movie a couple months ago. Now he fucking shaves 3 times a week.
5 o'clock shadow after that movie.
Yeah. All right. So Predator is in. So essentially, well, we didn't talk about The Fugitive.
I think The Fugitive is it could also be classified as a drama. Because there's a lot of talking in it.
There is.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of slow parts. And then, you know, it's almost like a thriller aspect to it when he's in the hospital.
Well, it's definitely an action thriller.
Yeah. So I think great movie, definitely Hall of Fame worthy. I don't think it's first ballot Hall of Fame worthy, in my opinion.
Well, if I can add to its case, this is I think this got nominated for 4 or 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, which was for an action movie, unheard of. And it did win an Oscar for Tommy Lee Jones.
I think that makes a case against it because action movies don't get Oscars.
Well, that's what I think it makes the case for it because it was nominated as an action movie.
Well, okay.
But I we'll put it in the maybe pile. I mean, if it doesn't get in, it doesn't get in, but. So
now I would never argue against that movie being a great film though, for sure. I love that. Hell, you start off with that train bus scene, which is one of the coolest action sequences. But then, like I said, there is a lot of talking in that movie.
You find that man. All right. So our maybes that we have left are The Fugitive, First Blood. Then we've got The Bourne Supremacy, Skyfall, and we decide on RoboCop? Yes, no?
I think we said no because Predator was a more machismo movie.
Okay, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've got 8 in, and we've got 5 that are on the outside looking in. So we've got The Fugitive, First Blood, The Bourne Supremacy, Skyfall, and The Rock.
I'm still a big supporter of having a Bond film on the first ballot.
Okay.
I would vote for First Blood being in. And I do agree that there probably should be a Bond film on there. So my 2 votes would go for Skyfall and First Blood. Even though it hurts my heart because I do love The Rock. I think The Rock, out of all those movies, I like more than all those other movies. That's just personal taste.
I am inclined, if we're going to put a spy movie in, I would put Skyfall in over the Bourne Supremacy.
Agreed.
And I only say that because Bond is a more established character, and this is like arguably the best portrayal of this character, or the best story involving James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're going to put a Bourne movie, and I think the Bourne identity has a stronger case because it basically turned James Bond into being like this kind of over the top zany spy franchise into the more realistic stuff we got with Daniel Craig, thanks to the Bourne identity.
Yeah.
Although I'll take Supremacy over the identity for sure. So yeah, I'm okay put Skyfall in.
Skyfall should be in. Agreed. Right. And I think I'm agreeing with Lucas on First Blood as well. I mean, we don't have a Stallone film in the Hall of Fame right now, and it needs it. Stallone is one of the greatest action stars of all time. So,
and if it's, you know, we agree that Rocky is more of a sports movie, if it's not going to be Rocky, then it's got to be Rambo.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, like I said beginning too, I think First Blood is the first time you got to see like them actually like tell a compelling story of the action involved in it.
Yeah.
And plus just the way like Richard Crenna delivers that line in the tent to Brian Dennehy when they're basically, they don't believe that Rambo like is going to take out this entire town. And Richard Crenna just looks at Brian Dennehy straight with a dead look. He goes, "You're going to need a lot more body bags."
That's okay. A cold ass line.
Okay. So we're going with First Blood over The Fugitive and The Rock.
Yes.
Man, I would really want to put The Rock in.
Yeah, I think you got to put First Blood in there.
I think if we did the second year, I think The Rock would like, if you're talking baseball Hall of Fame, The Rock fell just below the threshold, but it's going to get enough.
It's getting in next year.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So before we're good with this list. We don't need to rank them because it's just the 10 they're going in. So the inaugural action movie Hall of Fame class of the Couch Potato Movie Hall of Fame is Die Hard, Speed, Terminator 2, The Matrix, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Mad Max Fury Road, Top Gun Maverick, Predator, Skyfall, and First Blood. I'm okay with that list.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I like it.
It is.
I think we did good, gents.
Now, I know we're not ranking them, but what's the best one of that list?
Oh, for me, it's Die Hard.
Can we agree on that?
Die Hard.
Die Hard. Die Hard for me as well.
It's Terminator 2 for me.
Okay.
Now, I will say that with Terminator 2, there's been very few times that like my mouth has dropped watching a movie in a movie theater, and Terminator 2 was one of those instances. Because I remember I paid to see Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves for like a second or third time because our movie theater wouldn't let us in to see rated R movies. So I told my mom my plan ahead of time. I was like, "Mom, listen, I know you want to see Robin Hood, but I really want to see Terminator 2. So she's like, "Just go watch Terminator 2 then." So I just bought a ticket for Robin Hood, went and watched.
Nice.
Nice.
Terminator 2. And like, I was just blown away because I had never seen anything like that on a movie screen before.
Yeah, it's and like you said, like the special effects still kind of hold up to this day, which is insane.
Yeah. It's one of those franchises too that I think I know you don't like one, but 1 and 2 set the bar so high that they have really struggled to come up with anything remotely close to those two cents.
Yeah, I think Salvation, I watched it again. It's not as good as I remembered it.
I didn't like Salvation watching it again. And I thought the last one, Dark Fate, wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great either.
I haven't even seen that one.
Yeah, that was one of those ones that just me and the wife went on a bargain Tuesday. So it didn't cost me a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a good bargain Tuesday movie. But yeah, I feel good about this list. Now, I do want to ask you gentlemen a quick question. Now, if this is your personal Hall of Fame, I know you nominated some movies. I know, Lucas, you basically said, if I seen it, I liked it, it's getting nominated. But is there a movie that you would put in your own personal Hall of Fame that we didn't mention here?
The movies that I would put in my personal Hall of Fame, everybody in the entire world would put in a flaming dumpster. but
Jesus Christ,
I like them. The first one would be the 1990s Godzilla with Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, you're right about that. That movie's fucking horrible.
But
I know you love Godzilla.
I love Godzilla. I watched that one as a kid. I knew of Godzilla beforehand because of the cheesy like 70s cartoon. I would watch it every Saturday. And then I watched one of the older movies. I kind of got bored with it because the mouth movements didn't match up with the dialogue and it was black and white. But I still liked it. I still like the Godzilla parts. And then I got introduced to this, cinematic Godzilla. And I was like, you know what? This is cool.
That's my Godzilla. I didn't...
That's my goddamn lizard.
It's definitely not held up well. And of course, it's, Roland Emmerich was on top with Independence Day. And then he kind of shit the bed with Godzilla. But it's still my trash. So...
Hey, he came back with The Patriot, though. I don't give a fuck what anybody says about that movie. That movie's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Back when Mel Gibson was able to hide the fact he's a fucking racist a lot better than he did.
There's people that don't like The Patriot?
Oh, I know. Not personally. I know everyone that I know loves it, but I know it's not exactly the most critically favored movie.
I think that movie's excellent.
And then my other movie that everybody probably thinks is garbage because they think the entire series is garbage is Resident Evil Afterlife. It's, I believe, the fourth one. They end up trapped inside of a prison, which is one of the reasons why I like it. Like, the set pieces are small. They're in this, lockdown prison. But you get Claire Redfield back and you get Alice, and she, doesn't have her powers, but she has a shotgun full of quarters. And it was one of those movies that was released during the big 3D boom, and seeing those quarters in 3D is really, really cool. But,
I think for me, I went into Godzilla already not liking it, simply because at the time that movie came out, I was really going through this discovery of Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
And when P. Diddy, or was he, I think he was Puff Daddy at the time, I don't remember, but he sampled, Kashmir for that song, the big like single off the soundtrack. I fucking hated it because it's like, you can't do that to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
So I think going into that movie, I already didn't like it for that reason. And then,
Hank Azaria, Harry Shearer.
I just thought Matthew Broderick was really fucking horrible in that movie.
Well, he's probably the weakest character, but Jean Reno, man, just wants his fucking cup of coffee.
he came back later, much stronger in Mission Impossible and Professional. Well, no, that's post Professional. And I've never seen Resident Evil Afterlife, so I'm sure it's a fantastic film, but
it's not. that's the first one they did in 3D, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I liked Extinction, the one right before it. Yeah. I thought that one was really good. I didn't like Afterlife, but that I'm not here to shit on your movie nomination either.
Another reason was, like, I really like Albert Wesker as a character, and he just, like, literally freaking erased Tokyo at the beginning.
Albert Wesker?
Wesker.
Oh. Okay. I was like, Wesker? What an interesting he's last one of the name.
Antagonists of the actual video game series that okay. they kind of ripped into the movies.
Okay. Full disclosure, I think I've only seen the first two Resident Evil movies, and I've not visited the rest of the franchise. And I'll probably be honest with you here again, I probably won't.
The first two don't hold up very well. I mean, the first one more than the second one, but
yeah,
they definitely fall down the cheese hole like the Fast and Furious movies do. You know what you're getting into when you go to those movies.
Don't you dare.
I'll keep my mouth shut about this.
That actually Fast Five almost, I almost nominated Fast Five for my list.
You know what? That would have been an all right nomination because that's the last time it was any good.
No, Seven was pretty banging too. Paul Walker's swan song.
Yeah, that made me super sad.
So it did its job. Lucas, what about you? Like, what's the one movie in your personal Hall of Fame?
I don't know if it's just if it's a nostalgia thing because of, you know, the people that I worked with, and we went into this movie thinking that it was going to be a fucking giant shit show, but it was actually really awesome. For me, Battle Los Angeles is a personal favorite of mine. I'll watch that movie every time it's on. We went into that theater like, you know, we'll go watch a movie together. This movie's going to suck, whatever. Not that expensive. We went to the mall theater that's not even there anymore.
That movie theater was a fucking dump.
Yes, it was. But yeah, just that movie, I love that movie. It's got all the emotion in it. It's got the action. It's probably a little more sci-fi, kind of like Independence Day. But I don't know. I just... And then... is Aaron Eckhart...
Yeah, Aaron Eckhart, mm-hmm. Two-Face.
He makes you believe that you're going to live through anything that he, as long as he's leading you there. Even though apparently he got all his troops killed, but that didn't matter, you know, whatever.
He just wanted to get that kid home. And I'm proud of you, my little Marine, for nominating that movie.
I really do love that movie, though. That would be one of my personal favorites. I don't know if this can be considered an action movie or not, and it's not well liked either. But I really like the first Underworld movie.
That's Kate not Beckinsale. Bad.
I really like that movie a lot, and I actually like the third one a lot too.
Is that the one where she comes back, or is that where she's? No, she's not in the third one, right?
The third one's like a prequel.
Okay.
Shows you why the Lycans and the vampires are fighting each other. That one's got Michael. Is that his name, Michael? I don't know. But I really like Underworld a lot.
Okay.
That would be another one that I would throw in there. That's pretty much all I got, though.
I know for me, it's probably nostalgia purposes because I remember loving these movies so much as a child. But mine would be Bloodsport and Roadhouse.
I do like Roadhouse.
Bloodsport, not either, though.
Bloodsport's fucking awesome, too.
The part where he can't see, he's just looking at his hands like... that part just gets me every time.
Yeah, both awesomely bad movies. I think with Roadhouse especially, it's the fact that everyone in that movie, you would think they're like preparing for a stage play of Macbeth. It's like, all right, it's a fucking philosophy major who actually is a bouncer who gets like hired to clean up this bar in, what was that? Yeah, Missouri.
I don't even remember, but I do love that movie.
Yeah. I mean, Bloodsport, I still love it. Even though, like, now I think I enjoy it even more after reading about all the shit that Frank Dukes made up, and it's none of it's true. And I mean, part of me at first was kind of hurt, like, man, there really isn't a fucking underground like karate tournament in somewhere in Asia. Like, that is so fucking,
I'm sure there is, just not that one.
Because when I was a kid, that's like one of the things like I tossed around like for about 6 months, like, I want to fight the Kumite, and then like come find out years later it's not real.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to fight
karate fighter.
I
want to
fight the Kumite. I was like, I was hoping my next door neighbor like was some fucking, like, he knew some kind of martial arts discipline, but now he was just a drunk.
Maybe he was into, what is that,
drunken boxing.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. He was just into drinking. But
that's fun too.
All right. Well, I hope you guys and gals enjoyed the Hall of Fame edition of this episode. And I hope, Lucas, you'll be back to join us at some point. It was a blast having you come back.
When my kids get older, when you guys are making all that money, I'll come back and mooch off of you.
You missed a very good opportunity to mimic Arnold Schwarzenegger there.
I'll be back.
Yeah, there you
there
go.
You go.
But Lucas, pleasure as always. You've always got an open invitation to the show. And yeah, for anyone that was speculating, there was no bad blood between Lucas and I. We have hung out from the last time he's on the show to this time. So yeah, no need to worry about that. Yeah, if you like what you heard, give us a follow. You can follow us on social media. You can find the links in the show description below. If you dug what you heard, please, please, please take a brief moment to leave us a 5-star review on Apple. We greatly appreciate it. You can also leave us a review on Spotify as well. Don't really care about those too much, but if you're on Spotify, leave us a star review. We'd really appreciate it. So until next time, we will talk to you Gators later. Bye.